Meanwhile, Kathleen is in Lowestoft. And meanwhile, if you'd like to join us, by the way, email chris@thenakedscientist.com. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello, good afternoon. Right, I've got a friend and her hair is absolutely amazes me. I keep getting the hair dryer. I will dry her hair bone dry within 15 minutes. All the perspiration will be pouring down her forehead, pouring down the back of her neck. Her clothes get wet. And I don't understand. I asked my doctor, why is her hair, winter and summer, always soaking wet? She perspires from the head. And he said he didn't know. And could I ask you?
Wow. So do any other bits of her become excessively sweaty? Or is it just her,
hair? No, just normal everywhere else. But for some reason, she perspires on her hair all the time. I've been out with her last year when it was snowing. And I said to her, do me a favour, just take off your hat for a few minutes. And start to tice up. And I just don't understand why.
No, it's a bit of a mystery, but it's a very interesting question, Kathleen. I can only think this is a sort of manifestation of a condition called hyperhidrosis. Hyper meaning a lot of, hydrosis meaning water or sweat. Now, normally this affects the hands. People often say they get very excessively sweaty hands. And this is actually a recognised medical condition, and it can be treated. And one way in which it's treated is to interrupt the nerve supply that controls sweat glands in the skin in the neck. There's something called the sympathetic chain, which is a nerve pathway which carries sympathetic nerves that drive sweating up the body, and they go out from the top of the neck down the arms. And if doctors go in and make a tiny lesion in the sympathetic chain there, it can stop the sweating of the hands. I haven't heard it happening in the head, though. And there are other reasons why people sometimes do sweat excessively. So it might be worth our while getting things checked out just in case, and having some various checkup tests done just to make sure that nothing's being missed.